This is Marketplace. From APM, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's tricky to guess what questions those undecided voters might ask tonight, but it's probably even money that somebody is going to ask about China. Governor Romney's been hitting it pretty hard in ads and out on the campaign trail. And we've all heard how Beijing is the number one holder of U.S. debt, treasury bills. But that last fact is about to change. Bloomberg is reporting that Japan is set to become the world's number one holder of U.S. treasuries. Our Shanghai correspondent Rob Schmitz has more now on China and the American presidential campaign.
In the first presidential debate, Mitt Romney said he'd evaluate whether to fund government programs this way.
Is the program so critical it's worth borrowing money from China to pay for it? And if not, I'll get rid of it.
The notion that China is an ATM the U.S. withdraws money from when it needs it bothers a lot of economists here in China.
The argument that the U.S. is borrowing from China to fund the fiscal deficit is nonsense.
Peking University economist Michael Pettis says he wishes more people understood economics. If they did, they'd know that the U.S. doesn't borrow from China. China exports capital to the U.S., and when it does that, it buys U.S. Treasury securities. Doing so doesn't give China leverage over the U.S. as much as it ties China to the overall success of the U.S. economy. So, says Pettis, it's irrelevant which country owns the most U.S. debt.
If foreign central banks are actively purchasing U.S. treasuries as a way of generating domestic growth, then that means that the U.S. is exporting demand and its unemployment is higher than it otherwise should be.
All the China bashing is getting on the nerves of author and consultant James McGregor, too. He says it's interesting China is becoming more of a central issue in the campaign.
Their rhetoric is kind of silly and nonsensical at times, but the issue is being highlighted in a way it hasn't been before, and the reason for that is it's a very serious issue.
A serious issue, says McGregor, that's oversimplified by misleading campaign rhetoric on both sides. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.